Rivka, here's Beruach HaKodesh, as Chazal tell us that Esav is planning to kill Yaakov. Yitzchak dies, he's going to wait, and then he's going to kill Yaakov. So Rivka calls in Yaakov, and she says to him, Beruach Lecha, you have to run away. Kum Beruach Lecha. Go run away to Lavan. And then she goes, tells Yitzchak, because Yitzchak doesn't know the whole story. She says, you know, it's really going to be very bad if Yaakov marries Benot Chet like Esav did. And Yitzchak readily agrees, and he calls in Yaakov, and he says, you know, you should go to Lavan's house to go find yourself a wife. And three psukim from the end of last week's parsha, it says, Vayishma Yaakov aloviv elimo vayelach vaden aram. He listens to his father and his mother. Each one is really telling him something different. His father's telling him to go find a wife. His mother's telling him run away. Both to the same destination. And then it would have been very logical to go straight into Vayetze Yaakov miber shava vayelach aram at the beginning of this week's parsha. But there are two psukim at the very end of last week's parsha that seem to interrupt. Between the fact that it, not only did Yaakov get instructed by both his father and his mother to go to Laban's house, and the pasuk tells us that he listened and he went, so it should go straight into Vayetze. The two psukim that say about Esav, Esav sees that Roz Benos Kanan Beinei Yitzchak Aviv, his father isn't happy with the Benos Kanan, and therefore he goes, he marries Yishmael's daughter, Machalas. So on the one hand, one can say that, yeah, the Torah tells us right here because it's somehow connected. Maybe at this point, when he hears that Yitzchak is telling Yaakov, you should go to marry Lavan's daughters, he, now all of a sudden, after 23 years of marriage to the Chittai women, all of a sudden, as they say, Nafala Simon, all of a sudden he realized, oh, maybe my parents aren't, or my father isn't so happy with these Chittai women who are being Makta Ketores Tavodah Zarah in the house. Oh, maybe I should marry somebody else. So it happened maybe right here, and that's why the Torah interrupts. But the Be'er Yosef, Yosef Salant, suggests that there's a deeper lesson to be learned over here. Take a look at Yaakov versus Esav. On the one hand, we have a tzaddik, an ishtam, Yosef Ohali. Somebody who does everything that one could ask for. Titin Emes Liyakov, man of Emes. And on the other hand, we have Esav, who Chazal described as somebody who's over all sorts of Averos Chamuros, all sorts of terrible Averos, one after another, a person who's a Rasha, a person who's Tayyid Befiv, a person who's not a man of truth, who fools his father, who tries to trick everybody. So one would think that if there was justice in this world, who's going to have smooth path and who's going to have a lot of difficulties in his life? Ah, the tzaddik is going to have it smooth. He's going to have it easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him what he wants. He'll get his schar that he deserves. And the Rasha, oy, what kind of terrible life is the Rasha going to have? You look at the psukim, and everything's the opposite. Yaakov is the Ishtam, Yoshev Olim. He's 63 years old, according to Chazal at this point. He still hasn't found a wife. He's going to have to be sent off to a foreign country, to a land of Nachar, Amnarayim, to Lavan, who's an Arami, who's somebody that you can't trust. His brother has been married for 23 years, now takes on another wife. And the relationship with his father, it's a difficult parsha to understand, but Yitzchak, Vayahav Yitzchak as Esav, Yitzchak loves Esav, what's with him? He's the Ishtam, Yoshev Olim. So now his father loves him, and who does his father want to give the bracha to? His father wants to give the bracha to Esav. Doesn't he deserve the bracha? So his mother calls him in and says, no, you're going to get the bracha. So what does he have to do to get the bracha that he really deserves? He has to pretend that he's somebody that he's not. He has to go against his own exemplary midah of MS and trick his father to be gone to Das, pretend that he's Esav. And then, after doing that and fulfilling Kibbur Eim, he has to now run away because his father hates, because his brother hates him, is going to be out to kill him. Medrash says he leaves with the money, and Eliphaz, Esav's son, comes after him and takes away all of his wealth. He has to arrive in Aram Naharaim penniless. Look what happens to Yaakov. And how does he react? Not a word. Not a complaint. Nothing. This is the way that it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. But Yaakov, we say to him, Yaakov, look at how you suffer. And look at Esau. And not a word. The Torah tells us at the end of the parsha that here, again, he has to run away from home. He doesn't have a wife. He's 63 years old. Esau has it easy. He's going to take and marry somebody else. And Yaakov still has it hard. And how do we know that Yaakov didn't say anything? The Torah doesn't tell us. Rav Matisyahu Salomon, Mashgiach of Lakewood, points out something very interesting. Great sensitivity to language. How does our parsha begin? Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. And Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva. Take a look at the Haftarah they're going to read this week. From Hosea. How does it begin? Vayivrach Yaakov Sdei Aram. Yaakov ran away. It's a very different language, terminology. The Torah says, Vayetze Yaakov, and Yaakov went out. And the Navi says, Vayivrach Yaakov, he ran away. But which one was it? Says Rav Matisyahu, the reality, the Navi is telling us, Yaakov had to run away. Esav is going to kill him. And in fact, that's the language that Rivka, at the end of last week's parsha, tells Yaakov, "Vekum brach lecha, run away." But the way Yaakov leaves, the Torah tells us, what's his attitude? Vayetze. If this is what's meant to be, so that's what it's going to be. Vayetze. Aye, your brother's out to kill you. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it, so Yaakov goes out. And that, says the Be'er Yosef, is Yaakov's Nisayon. It's the Nisayon of, from his perspective, of Tzadik, Viralo, Virasha, Vitovlo. The Tzadik has all the tzaras and all the troubles, and the Rasha seems to be doing wonderfully. And Yaakov is not potzapeh. Doesn't say a word. And that's the message the Torah wants to give us. Yaakov is running away. Yaakov has the tzaras. Yaakov deserves so much better. And Esav has it, presumably, so much easier. And Yaakov doesn't complain. It's a message for everyone. Sometimes we think, okay, this is Yaakov Avinu. No, Yaakov Avinu was. We don't even know Yaakov Avinu was. For somebody like that, I understand that he doesn't complain. But it's really an attitude that each and every one of us can adopt. And I see it, to a certain extent, my role model. My father-in-law should live and be well. So he went through the Shoah. His parents were killed. Much of his family was killed. He barely survived. Sent by the Red Cross to Sweden. He saw there was no Jewish life in Sweden. He had one brother who was with him in Sweden that survived together with him. And he left it all behind as a
he wanted to have some sort of Yiddishkeit. He came to America with a proverbial $25 in his pocket with the one address, and he gets there and nobody's there, and he rents a room and they throw him out of the house the first night. He has no place to sleep. Everything. Baruch Hashem, he comes, he gets married, his children. So my mother-in-law passed away almost 10 years ago. Baruch Hashem, he's still working, but he's not always in the best of health. But if you ask him, ask anybody in the family, what does he always say? He always says, Hashem has been good to me. And I listen to this time and time again. He says, Hashem has been good to me. Hashem has been good to me. See, you go through the Shoah. You see your parents killed, the family wiped out. You suffer so much physically, etc. Wife passes away at a relatively young age. Hashem has been good to me. That's the message that Yaakov has. We don't get to choose what happens to us in life. That's Hashem's doing. The only thing we get to choose is our attitude. And Yaakov was, everything may be going wrong. And his mother saying, run away! Yaakov's Vayetze. He leaves. Okay. That's where Hashem wants him to be right now. So that's where he's going to be right now. And he doesn't complain. And throughout all his trials and tribulations, and in this week's parsha, he comes and he works for 7 years to marry Rachel. And at the last second, Leah substituted. He has to work another 7 years to marry Rachel. And what happens later with his children and with Yosef. But he accepts everything. Hashem has been good. And that's the message for us. We don't take a look at how come the Esavs in the world are having it so good. And me, I'm a Yaakov kind of person. Why should I have to have it so difficult? It's a question. But we can't answer that question. We can only choose our attitude. And if our attitude is, this is what Hashem wants, so this is where I'll be now. And yes, we always hope that things will be a little bit better and a little bit easier. But if not, I know that where I am is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be. So I'm not going to run away. If I have to go somewhere, it's just going to be Vayetze Yaakov.